I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 656, Pray an Impossible Prayer. As we start 2022, we're all asking ourselves 10 challenging questions, one a day for the first 10 days of the year. Yesterday, we asked, how could we enjoy God more this year? Not obey God more or serve God more or learn more about God, but how could we enjoy God more? And if you missed that episode, because it was a holiday, I understand, maybe you didn't listen, you might want to go back and check it out. Today is question number two. What is an impossible prayer you can pray this year? I'm talking about not necessarily praying at once, but maybe throughout the year. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors ourselves. We want Jesus to live a life of love through us. And Jesus was a master at walking this earth in communion with the Father, speaking to Him, praying with Him often. So as we talk about praying an impossible prayer, there's a few reminders we need for this situation. First of all, God's not your cosmic butler that brings you whatever you ask. God is not a vending machine where you can put in the right currency, the right prayers, money, service, and you get your product. God told us to ask in Jesus' name, and in Jesus' name is not the last four magical words of a prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. It's about praying according to His character and His will and His purposes and His reign. And then just the reminder that God is for us and with us even when our prayers aren't answered as we wish. So with those caveats in mind, let's ask our question of the day. Give me about 5 minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of Scripture, ask you this second great question, pray a thoughtful prayer with you, and give you a challenge. Now, the very question itself must be challenged. What do you mean by an impossible prayer? I mean, Scripture teaches us that with God, all things are possible. That's what the Christmas angel said. Well, the idea of praying an impossible prayer means that you pray big and bold and bodacious. You ask God for something that cannot happen and will not happen unless He is clearly in it and behind it. God is clearly in the business of answering big prayers. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. We couldn't do that for ourselves. We were dead, Scripture says, not sick, not under the weather, but dead in our sins. But God, there it is, but God made us alive in Christ. The impossible was made possible by God when men were in the fire and they weren't burnt, when men were thrown to the lions and they weren't eaten, when a woman who was a virgin gets pregnant, when 5,000 are fed with a sack lunch, when the dead are raised to life, including our Savior, and we could go on and on. So with all that in mind, here's the great question. What is an impossible prayer that you can pray this year? Think of just one. Maybe it's a prayer you want to pray again and again and keep seeking and asking God for. Let's pray this prayer from Renner.org. Father, thank you for inviting me to come boldly and confidently to you in prayer. I'm so thankful that I don't need to feel embarrassed or sheepish when I come to you with vital needs in my life. As I stand on the promises of your word, I will lift my voice in humility and confidence, believing that you hear me, and knowing that if I ask anything according to your will, I will receive it. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 657. We'll ask the third great question. But in the meantime, this is about praying big this year. Maybe for you it's with health or a walk with Jesus that you want someone to begin, or I don't know, I don't want to limit your imagination. Remember, it's not a guarantee, it's a seeking. God tells us that we can tell Him the desires of our hearts, and I'm encouraging you to do that in the infancy of this year. Pray big. The prayer may not be answered your way, and that's okay, because God's ways are not always our ways. But there are some promises that you can hang on to while you're praying big in 2022. Scripture says, He will show you the way to go. The Lord will guide you always, Isaiah 58:11. God will give you strength. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect, 2 Samuel 22:33. You can count on His comforting love, Jeremiah 31:3. I have loved you with an everlasting love. And then Isaiah 43:2. God stays with you through every impossible situation. Scripture says, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. And then finally, Romans 8:31. What shall we say to all these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So how about it, friends? Is there one consistent desire of your heart that you want to begin praying this year, taking it to the loving Father, talking with Him about it? This year, I encourage you to pray an impossible prayer.